Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Shop, click, drive at robertsrobinson.com.
Let's go ahead and file this one under the category of I'll believe it when I see it. But there is an outfit called CatholicVote.org that puts out some news or newsletter on their website, and they are reporting that on Friday night at Kauffman Stadium, the Royals will honor, during Pride Month, a drag show. That's right, a drag show, as the Los Angeles Angels are in town to play the Boys in Blue. And it's Pride Month, and the Royals are having their night and doing their thing, but apparently there's going to be a group called, it's a group of five cross-dressing men, drag stars, from a place in Kansas City at 3700 Broadway called Hamburger Mary's. Apparently Hamburger Mary's is a chain. This is an organization in Florida that is suing Ron DeSantis because he will not allow them to perform in public. It is against the law. There is a similar law and code in Missouri that says you cannot perform for minors anything that's obscene or sexually explicit. So the question becomes, are the five drag queens from Hamburger Mary's in Kansas City obscene or sexually explicit? And are the Royals or are these five cross-dressing men breaking the law? If you want to know a little bit more about Hamburger Mary's, it looks like it's a bar more than anything else. They have events on their website called Marioki Karaoke. It's Hamburger Mary's. Fierce Fridays with the Fab Five, which are presumably these five performers. They have a drag brunch, and they have dining with the divas. So these are the events they have. Again, I couldn't care less if there's a place called Hamburger Mary's and men dress up like women and hang out there and do whatever it is that they do inside Hamburger Mary's. I will believe it when I see it. If these men are actually performing somewhere at Kauffman Stadium, that's an entirely different deal. Can you keep them out? I don't think so. I think you could probably dress up like a woman and go to a baseball game if that's your thing and that's what you wanted to do. But a performance clearly is something that is against code or against the law in the state of Missouri. And again, I don't have confirmation from the Royals. I haven't called them. I hate to even render it this way, but it's useless time to try to call the Royals and get a statement, whatever. They're doing their Pride Month. 29 out of 30 teams are doing a Pride Night or something during June to celebrate the sexual minority, which is basically what I call it at this point. And if these five cross-dressing men perform at the game, have some sort of a show in the concourse or before the game, I find it incredible or impossible to believe they're going to be on the field or be in front of people or featured on the Jumbotron or something like that. But we'll see. Again, this under the heading of I'll believe it when I see it. But it's being reported by CatholicVote.org that these divas, these cross-dressing men, will be at Kauffman Stadium and could be in violation of state law. I've never heard of Hamburger Mary's. As I mentioned, it's a chain in Florida. They're suing Ron DeSantis because they can't go do their drag shows in public. He will shut them down. I don't know what will happen in Missouri if something occurs. If these men, women, whatever, go to the game and just want to enjoy the game, I don't think there's any hassle. If they go to the concourse or something and start singing, dancing, performing, and people are around and watching them, does that become a violation? Is that a real problem? And will the Royals prevent them from doing that? Will they kick them out? Have they talked to them beforehand? I don't know any of this. All I know is on Friday night at Kauffman Stadium, it is being reported in some circles that these five cross-dressing men that are known as the Fab Five, they have Fierce Fridays at Hamburger Mary's. So this is going to be a Fierce Friday at Kauffman Stadium with the Fab Five, will be doing their drag thing. Apparently they sing and dance. They do Marioki Karaoke at Hamburger Mary's. And it's their thing. I think the Rangers have this right. We talked about it earlier this week on a podcast. I think they have it right. We've internally put in policies to be more inclusive and open to all people. We run a fair business here, but it is not our place, nor do we think that having a pride night and saying, look, we had a pride night, is nearly as important as doing the right thing as an organization within our own walls. I think the Rangers have beautifully stated this publicly. This is, I mean, this could be the beginning of the end for Pride Month, honestly. The things that have happened with Bud Light, with Target, with businesses that we're seeing, and people that are running from this, the Dodgers initially ran from it, then they caved and went back to it. I can't believe that it's going to go forth the way that it is. And I, honest to goodness, what I really don't understand is why we celebrate something like that. We don't have porn star night at Kauffman Stadium, do we? I assume there's some porn actors in Kansas City, maybe, or some sort of a freaky swingers club of heterosexuals. If the swingers came out and had their own group and they put on clown noses and painted their faces and dressed up as nuns and they had their swingers night at Kauffman Stadium, would this be allowed? Would we allow swingers night? I think that's really the question. Are we going to do swingers night? Are we going to do porn industry night at Kauffman Stadium or ball games or anywhere? Are we going to have a porn parade on the plaza? I think they have one in Vegas. I think they have a convention in Vegas every year. Do we celebrate that? Should we have a porn month? These are honest questions. I'm not joking. I'm being very serious about this. Should we have those things? It's legit. If we're gonna sit here and do Pride every year in June, and I think Juneteenth is taking a backseat here, right? I mean, if we're gonna do this every year, are we going to celebrate more common sexual lifestyles and have months for that? We're gonna have a heterosexual month. I think this is the beginning of the end. I really do. I don't think this grows anymore. I think the nudity on the White House lawn is probably a bridge too far for too many people. I can't imagine the Royals are sponsoring a drag show on Friday night. Maybe these people are just going to show up and be there, which is totally different than performing. We'll see. I don't know. I'm merely commenting on reports that I see about what's going to happen. In Pennsylvania, very quickly, a beer called Yuengling, you've heard of Yuengling beer, their sales have skyrocketed in the wake of the Bud Light debacle. By the way, Bud Light is down 24.5%, and they're still outselling Coors Light and Miller Light. That's how big of a lead they had as the number one beer in America. Now, they've been Modelo, I guess, is the, not Modelo, yeah, Modelo. Modelo is now, in May, the number one selling beer in America. It passed Bud Light. Modelo Especial. It passed Bud Light. But Bud Light is still ahead of Coors Light and Miller Light by a bunch, even though they're down 25%, which is amazing and talks about their market share, really. Yuengling started selling beer like crazy in the wake of the Bud Light thing. They're the oldest brewery in America. They're still American-owned. And they capitalized on this, and a lot of people went out and bought Yuengling Light. They have a beer called Flight. People went and gravitated toward it. You can't control a brand everywhere. It can't be done. Somebody said Bud Light doubled down in Nevada. There was a festival or something that Bud Light was sponsoring that was Pride Month, whatever. And they go, oh, look, they're doubling down. I'm like, no, that's the distributor in Nevada. Like the distributors in Kansas City used to sponsor my radio show, Bud Light. Or they would sponsor a remote. We'd go to a sports bar and it was brought to you by Bud Light. They'd have specials on Bud Light that day. That's not Anheuser-Busch in St. Louis. They chose to sponsor my show locally and did events and promoted their brand. And we did that in conjunction with them. And that's happening everywhere. And apparently that's happened with Yuengling and it didn't last very long. Yuengling in Pennsylvania was listed as the presenting sponsor of Dragon with the Divas. That's D-R-A-G-G-I-N apostrophe, Dragon, like drag show. Dragging with the Divas on June 30th in Pennsylvania, presented by Yuengling. And that went up on social media and in their ads for about 2 seconds. And Yuengling corporate called and said, stop, no, drop it. Now, I don't know what happened, whether there was a local distributor that was involved in something or whether it was a corporate mishap. I don't have the answer to that All I know is the second Yuengling heard that somewhere in Pennsylvania, which is their headquarters, I think, or close to their headquarters, that they were involved with something called Dragon with the Divas, they immediately pulled it and said, we are not a sponsor. Drop all ads and mentions immediately. This is real progress. It's real progress. The point is this. Just don't. Just stay out. You don't have to take a stance. You don't have to say you're against it or for it. Just stay out. Would a beer sponsor a porn convention? Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I don't have the answers to these things. Would we have a swingers night? I'm sure there's swingers clubs all over Kansas City. Maybe they have events. Maybe they have a parade. I don't know. Would you have swingers night at the Royals? If you called the Royals and said, we want to have our own special night only for swingers, what do you think the Royals would say? I think they'd probably take a hard pass. I think they would. But not pride? That's all it is your sexuality. That's all this is. And while people have equality and fairness, it's never enough. They want to be treated unequally. They want to be special. We want to be recognized for our special lifestyle as better than you. We're cooler. We're hipper. We're more open. We're better than traditional Americans. That's what the whole thing is about. But there are good signs in a lot of places, and Yuengling is one of them, that they immediately just said, no, that's not us. We're out. I don't know what happened or who decided we were involved in this, but the second that ad went up, they're like, nope, that's a mistake. Pull it. We're done. We're out. Good for Yuengling. Proud of them. KKHI is brought to you by Cross Kitchens KC, online at crosskitchenskc.com. Tim Cross and his family have the best remodeling company in Kansas City, period. What you love about Cross Kitchens is Tim is there on the job. The owner is on every job. Love that about Cross Kitchens. They do bathrooms, man caves, anything. If you just need new countertops or flooring, they'll do that. If you want a complete remodel, they do that. Cross Kitchens, kc.com, 816-898-7047. 360 Document Solutions in Missouri, Kansas, and Oklahoma. This company is all about service. If you have copiers, printers, voiceover, IP, phone systems, you name it, if you're dealing with a big corporation that makes the product, they don't have people here. They'll send a sales rep to you and say, hey, sign this lease, get all this equipment, and then you're on the phone with somebody in Guatemala trying to get it fixed. It's a bad way to do business. Do business with a local company anywhere in Missouri, Kansas, or Oklahoma. It's 360 Document Solutions, online at 360documentsolutions.com or 913-745-5344. Back 9 Development is your custom home builder. Ran into a guy last week who was doing the foundation, the concrete work, the foundation of a home at Weatherby Lake that Back 9 Development is building right now. He said, oh man, these people are great to work with. He obviously was one of the subs that TJ uses, but this is your builder. No matter what type of project you have, whether it's a custom home or a commercial property, or maybe you live in a rural area and you want a new barn or stable or facilities, this dude does it all. TJ Vilcansis is as nice a guy as you'll ever meet. Give him a call and see if your dream matches his creativity. 785-236-0161. If you want to see all the beautiful work they do, it's online at back9development.com. That's the number 9, back9development.com. Wall Street Journal has put out a results of a poll. They did a poll of Americans in the Supreme Court. And this is interesting because I don't believe this poll. I like polls. You like polls. We all like looking at poll numbers. And I ain't buying this one that it's random. And I'll explain why in a moment. But 91% of Americans, which 91% of Americans don't agree on anything, 91% of Americans say they want the Supreme Court separate from politics. Okay, if you ask the question, if you front load it and say, would you like the Supreme Court to be separate from politics? I think 9 out of 10 people would say yes. So I believe that part. But it was a deeper poll than that. They went on to ask questions like, Do you think politicizing the Supreme Court threatens independence in America? That's a pretty deep question. You have to think about that for a second. Again, most people would say yes, but not 72%, which is what the number came up. Here's the question I have in this poll. We always see these polls, who are you voting for, Biden or Trump? And there's always like, you know, 9% undecided. Where are the undecideds in this? And who did they poll that actually understand this? You can go with a microphone down to the plaza and start asking questions on the street, and you can't believe the answers you'll get about from the people who know nothing. I mean nothing. They know nothing about anything. They couldn't tell you what the Supreme Court is. If you walked up, man on the street, what is the highest court in the land? I don't think, well, no way 9 out of 10 would answer Supreme Court. They don't know that. Ask the three branches of government. 25, 30, 40% of the people could answer that. There are dummies everywhere. I shouldn't say that. They might actually be smart, and they just don't care. Don't follow it. Don't care. They get to vote too, even though they would be uninformed. But how do you get 91% of poll respondents? Do you kick out the ones who go, I don't even know what you're talking about? Because there has to be more than 9% of the people polled that would go, huh? What? I don't know what you're talking about. Supreme Court, separate from politics, I don't get it. I don't know what you're talking about. That has to be way more than 9% of the people. So when we see these poll numbers, it's like, okay, great. You did a scientific poll, but you found respondents who understood what you were asking. It's not like you're calling people up going, is the sky blue? You're calling and asking the Supreme Court and political leaders in a separation of a... No, some people just whoop right over their head. So we see these numbers, and I guess for people who pay attention and understand the system of our government, 91% may say the Supreme Court should be separate from politics. But that is not a reflection of 91% of the public. There's no way. 91% of the public doesn't understand the question. Sometimes you got to take these polls with a grain of salt. And we do that here from time to time. We love the political polls and we give them to you, but you just have to wonder who they're polling sometimes. And I mean, polling, I guess, has never really mattered less than it does now, especially with presidential elections, things like that, or in last November, Congress, whatever. It wasn't a true reflection. We all personally believe the Democrats are really good at winning. Because that's the only thing they do every day is they don't think about what's good for America. They don't wake up every day and love America. They wake up every day thinking about how can we get more Democrats elected? That's it. That's all they think about. How can we win? How can we stuff ballots? How many dead people can we find? How many ballots can we drop off at 3 a.m.? That's all they think about 24/7. They're better than us at that. And we have to get better at that. There's no question. So the polling is useless anymore because it doesn't reflect. You know, they don't ask the polling question. Here's the polling question I'd like to see. We should poll America. We surveyed 7,000 Democrats nationwide. Are you involved in any way in election fraud? Have you harvested a ballot? Did you, you know, we used to get... my kids, when they were in college, they'd get the mail-in ballots would come to the house for them. And I'd say to Jessica, you know what? I should just fill this out and send it in. And it says right on there, it's a federal crime if you do that. But I should fill it out for my kids and send it in. That's the easiest thing in the world. I could probably still do that. We still get mail for the kids at the house. And we've moved. None of my kids lived at this address, and we still get mail for the kids here. Because computers are so smart. How many Democrats out there get mail-in ballots for their college kids and fill them out and send them in while their college kid is 14 states away, registered there and voting there too? I can't think of one liberal that would follow the rules on that. Like, I never did it. I was tempted. I'm looking at it going, looky here. At one point, there was three extra ballots at my house that we could have filled out and mailed in. Three. For the three kids. Never did it. Why? We conservatives follow the rules. I view it as a crime. It would have been a crime. I would have felt terrible if I did that. Do you think Democrats care? If I were a liberal and I got three ballots mailed to my house for my kids that were off to college and whatnot, you think they're not filling those out? Of course they are. They want it more. They don't care. And you know what? The difference is they don't have to worry about going to jail because they know it's a two-tiered system that targets us and leaves them alone. It's no trouble for them. Crazy. Had a wonderful birthday on Thursday, and I spend more time on the Patreon podcast talking about personal stuff. My wife, my life, things that we do, whatever. We move that into the Patreon podcast sometime. But I just wanted to let all of you know today that Miss Jessica did a wonderful thing. I got a couple of neat little gifts. That's fine, whatever. I'm not a birthday guy. Most of my buddies, we're not birthday people. So I'm like, why are you being so nice to me today? Like, I want normalcy. My birthday, my phone blew up. Apparently, she posted on Facebook. I got a million emails from listeners. And I'm like, oh my God, I want my birthday to end because all this stuff. And then she surprises me with a tea time. She said, we're playing golf. I said, okay. And she'd mentioned a couple days earlier, well, you want to play golf on your birthday? I played like 6 rounds in 9 days a few weeks ago. And I got the last round I played, I didn't care. Like, if you're going to play golf, you kind of need to care. You're supposed to go out and try to hit good shots and care. And I'd played so much that my mind was numb over it. And it was nice. I'm outdoors. I like being outside. And there's some little bit of exercise involved in golf. And so it's good for me. And so I went and I played. I'm like, I'm not burned out. That's not the right word. But I wasn't playing well because I didn't care enough. It was a mental thing. It was between my ears. So I wasn't playing well because it didn't matter. Sometimes I'll play with my buddies. We'll play $1 a hole. Okay. The most you can lose today is $18. And that's almost impossible to lose every hole. So, but there's a reason to play. You got something going here. And I'd played a bunch of rounds with her and other people where there was just no reason to play other than we're just out here. And so I said, I need a little time off. So I'd gone like 9 or 10 days, I guess, without playing golf. She says, let's play Thursday on your birthday. I don't know. And she gets up Thursday and goes, we're playing. We have a 1:30 tea time. I said, She said, I invited Rob and Tony to play. I said, oh, really? She said, yeah, it's your birthday. Well, these two dudes are like me. Like, your birthday's whatever. Dudes don't really do birthdays. Like, the ladies do, let's be honest. But it was really a nice gesture. We had a great day. We played at Falcon Ridge, which is the greens are phenomenal. And I really like the course because it's so playable. Now, I lived on it. I lived on the 12th hole for 22 years. And we now live 500 yards from that golf course. So it's like right in our backyard. But I love it. I'm a member at Canyon Farms as well, which is a much more difficult golf course. And people would say, you know, maybe it's it's just a completely different challenge. But playing Falcon Ridge, and they put in a bunch of new ladies tee boxes a few years ago, or forward tee boxes, which makes it much more playable for Jessica. It was the best day ever. I mean, it was a phenomenal golf day for starters. It was hot, which I like. It was 87, 88, but felt like 95. Maybe a 3 or 4 mile an hour breeze. It was the ball would hit the fairway and bounce and roll. You're getting that starting to run out, so you're hitting it farther than you do. The greens were soft and receptive. I mean, everything about it was just fantastic. We had the best day ever. We didn't have a nickel bet at all. We just went out and played, put on some tunes, and had a wonderful day. The highlight of the day is when we made the turn. We make the turn, and Rob, he's my buddy, you know, as Cato. Cato goes in and takes a leak in the clubhouse at the turn, and he's going to put a couple more non-Bud Lights in his cooler. That's the only way I can describe it. Him and Tony are like a couple of non-Bud Lights. I think people are doing that now. They're just walking out. Three for the cooler, 3 beers, 3 non-Bud Lights, please. Whatever you want to put in here, non-Bud Lights. So he did that, and he comes out, and he didn't put the cooler on properly. It attaches on the side of the buggy, and he didn't. I've done this before. It's kind of hard to put it on just right, and he didn't, and he takes the corner, and the cooler out onto the cart path. Everything goes flying. I go up to the box and tee off. I can still see where they are. Jessica hits. Now we can't see them. Now we're like, where did they go? What's happening here? We sit and we wait and we sit and we wait, and our balls are in the 10th fairway. We're good to go. And they're nowhere to be found. Here comes the next group behind us. It's a twosome of high school kids. I'm like, go ahead and play, boys. I don't know what happened to our people. He goes, what? You have other players with you? I'm like, yeah, we don't know where they went. We have no idea. We wait like 10 minutes. These dudes hit. Here comes Cato and Tony. And Cato goes, sorry, buddy, my Biden mobile ran out of battery. I'm like, what? The cart, the juice, it was done. It was dead. The electric cart was dead. They had to swap out the cart after he spilled all his beers. The thing barely moved, and he calls it a Biden mobile. I like that. I've got good friends. They do this stuff jokingly. Golf carts, by and large, electric chargeable golf carts, are a good thing. I've mentioned before, Mayor Lucas has yet to replace the gas-guzzling golf carts at Swope, the Kansas City, Missouri golf course. They need to get rid of them and go electric, but they haven't. But every single one of us, everybody that plays golf knows this. Once a year, either in your group or somebody else's group or you see or whatever, your cart dies. It doesn't make it. This happened to us a few weeks ago when we were in Arizona playing with Spencer. We were at a wonderful golf course called Ocotillo in Chandler, Arizona. And we got about 12, 13 holes in, and whoop, that was it. Had to call the clubhouse. They sent a couple boys out with a new cart. We swapped it out. It happens all the time. Now, there's no great statement here. I just thought it was kind of a fun story that Rob calls the electric buggies the Bidenmobile. Good enough. KKHI is brought to you by Buck Roofing and Construction. I need to play golf with Ron. He is fun to play golf with. Boy, when Ron Buck hits a golf ball, it goes a mile. Now, it may go right or left a mile, but he hammers it. Absolutely hammers it. Rob hit a backward shot yesterday. There was a big rock in front of me. He's in the rough. I'm like, yeah, I'm going around the other side. I said, Rob, I'm going to be your wife Tina today. Tina says, don't hurt yourself while golfing. There's this big rock, and I mean like an ornamental, big, giant rock, right in front of him, like 6 feet in front of where he's going to hit. He's got 160 yards to the hole, so he's going to whack this thing with like a six iron. He's got to get it over the rock and under a tree. I'm like, you're crazy. Just pitch it out or take a drop. We're not playing for anything. I don't care what you do. Don't hurt yourself. He goes, oh, I'm good. I'm like, Jessica, let's go. We go over to the side, out into the fairway away from him. He whacks the snot out of this ball, and it bounces a couple of times, goes straight backwards. He hit the tree, not the rock. I can't even imagine. The ball went straight backwards and hit a house because he was over to the right side by a house. It was not pretty. He didn't go get the ball. Sorry, Ron. That shot made me think of you. I love playing golf with Ron. He's fun to play golf with, and he can hammer it. He's a big, strong man. When he hits it, he hits it a mile. When he hits it out of bounds, he hits it a mile out of bounds. But he's a great dude, and he's the best roofer. That's my Ron Buck story today. Buck Roofing and Construction is online at rbuckroofing.com, 913-384-2680. You'll sleep well knowing Buck Roofing fixed the roof over your head. Hey, when ordering at mypillow.com or mystore.com, please use the promo code KKHI. It's pretty simple stuff. They've got the big slipper sale going on right now because it's not winter anymore and they got to get rid of them. They're dirt cheap. I think they're $9. I think there's slippers on there now for like $9.99. Grab them now. Dog beds, pet blankets, premium pillows, body pillows, the classic MyPillow 2.0, mattress toppers, all on sale with the promo code KKHI at MyPillow.com. Amazing Garage Floors. John and Heather will do it for you. They'll have a beautiful floor for you in your garage. It really creates more living space. It's kind of the way we look at it. A lot of folks put a TV in their garage, put music in there, like their workbench in there. It's a great place to work summer or winter. Open the doors in the summertime, have a driveway party, people over. You know, you can have the ball game on or something like that. When you do an amazing garage floor in your garage, it changes your garage. Everything about your garage you will try to improve. You'll maybe want to paint it, hang some shelves, do some things in there, and create more space at your home. Why not use that space? Just because there's a car in there doesn't mean that you can't use that space for other things. You're going to love your amazing garage floor online at amazinggaragefloors.net. And Advantage Termite and Pest Control. Our friends, Aaron and his family, are simply the best in the business. The only exterminator we've ever used. They also do now lawn care, all kinds of home services. Advantage Termite and Pest Control is online at AdvantageTPC.com. That's 913-768-8989. Aaron jokes that people call and say, Kevin told me to switch. So do this. Call them up at Advantage. Say, Kevin told me to switch. Yeah, switch it up. Go with these folks. You're going to like them a lot. 913-768-8989. Advantage Termite and Pest Control. Chiefs got their rings on Thursday night at Union Station. It was a red carpet event. It's a little over the top for me. Yeah, I'm sorry. It was just for me. You know, and they're standing there holding placards of the name of the player. And they're, I did like the clothes. I enjoy the fashion part of it. It seems to me this doesn't really belong at Union Station, but whatever. Maybe it belongs at Arrowhead or a private. You can't have enough Chiefs. I get it. You cannot. Have enough Chiefs in this town. So whatever they can think of, they'll do. Clark Hunt with his wife Tavia was there, and their daughter, who was stunning in her dress. She's a social media influencer. And, of course, Patrick Mahomes looked great. He was dragging the missus around. A couple players brought their moms. That was kind of cool. You know, I like it when we see athletes as kind of like kids. You know, some of them are young, like Sky Moore, very young dude, got a bright future, but obviously knows, most of these players know this, this is a small snapshot of their life. The average NFL career is just over 3 years. Doesn't last long. Quarterbacks last long. Kickers last long. That's about it. What Travis Kelce's doing is phenomenal. It looks like he's going to be able to continue to do that for many more years. I keep thinking he's going to fade a little, fall off, whatever, doesn't happen. But the fashion was cool. The rings, some people think these rings this time are a little tacky. But you know what? What an unbelievable discussion to have in Kansas City. Do we like the Chiefs Super Bowl ring this year or not? All those years and years and years we waited and waited and waited. And now we're like, I don't know about the ring. And I'm not sure what he wore to the ring ceremony. This is just fantastic. If that's what we're nitpicking about our football team, I mean, there's nothing to criticize. There's just nothing. I hear these people go, oh, they don't know how to draft. They're like, oh, armchair GM. They haven't hit on this. They haven't hit on that. I'm like, it doesn't matter. They've won two Super Bowls. They're going to win another, at least. Mahomes has got maybe 15 years left. They're going to win another. This year, maybe, maybe not. I mean, they're the favorite. That doesn't mean anything. It's hard to win Super Bowls. I'm not betting against the Chiefs. Yes, one player matters that much, for sure. And the combination with the coach, which is kind of cool. So the Chiefs got their rings. The U.S. Open is underway at Los Angeles Country Club. Ricky Fowler shot 62. That's the only time we'll mention Ricky Fowler because he is not winning this tournament. That was a record. 62 is a record. Then Xander Schauffele did it. Shot a 62. That's 8 under. Par 70. They asked Xander Schauffele about his 62, and he goes, dude, it's just Thursday, which is exactly right. They're going to go ahead and play all 72 holes. They only have 18 in the books at this point. And we know this. A few years ago, Ricky Fowler finished in the top 10 or top 5 of each major. But he never wins. The guy never wins. He's really like only won 4 tournaments in his life. He's very famous, mostly for how he used to dress. And his haircut and stuff when he was younger, he's a good player, but he's just a guy. Other than the marketing part of it. He went out and shot the round of his life on Thursday. The best round he's ever played. 62 at the U.S. Open. The U.S. Open has evolved. I used to not like this event because it was too hard. They always aspired to have one player finish at -1 and win the tournament. But there were years you could be +2, +3, and win the U.S. Open. They've gone away from that now. This is a shot maker's course. They're giving them an opportunity. If you hit good shots, you can make birdies. Clearly, that was the case. Phil Mickelson was heckled at the U.S. Open. I don't understand this. I don't know how Phil became the bad guy. I don't get it. This must be a liberal. in the seats, just heckling the living daylights out of him. They escorted the man off the property, kicked him out for heckling Phil Mickelson, who shot one under. Phil was three under before he ran into a little trouble with a couple holes to go, or he'd be right there. And he's 54 years old or something. Like, Phil's old, and he's still playing really good golf. Rory McIlroy shot 65, five under, with a whiff. With a whiff. I took a penalty stroke yesterday. I actually hit a ball on the side of the green, and it trickled down into the water, and I had to take a penalty stroke. Rory whiffed. So there's some rough around the greens that's really thick. It's maybe 8 inches of grass. It was nestled down in there, and he's trying to get under it and fly it out of there, and you never even saw the ball. He took a swing, and it, nothing. I mean nothing. And he was really mad at himself. I mean, pros don't whiff. Rory whiffed. So it was a pretty good day of golf. I'm very excited. It's going into prime time all weekend, so you can watch it until like 9 o'clock at night because it's out in L.A. I think that's a good thing. So I'm enjoying this U.S. Open because some birdies are being made, so we like that. But we also learned on the first day of the U.S. Open that the Department of Justice is doing an antitrust investigation into the merger between LIV Golf and the PGA Tour. Now, what in the world? Between that and investigating Trump, is our Department of Justice too big? Why do they care if the Saudis invest in a golf tour? I mean, I get investigating, are the Chinese buying our farmland and affecting our food supply? I get, should we investigate, are the Chinese building a spy station in Cuba, 60 miles from Miami? I get all that stuff. The PGA Tour? Oh, the Saudis have invested in a golf tour in America. Ooh. What? Antitrust investigation? I don't get it. Maybe I'm ill-educated on this, and maybe some of you will send me emails and bring me up to speed why this is so important. Who invests or has stake in a pro golf league? But for me, not sure I get it. Our final is brought to you by Meanies. I like to mention our retail sponsors before the weekend because we know a lot of you shop on Saturday. So I've got three great ones today, depending on what you're looking for. If you're looking for cool stuff for the home, it's a Meanies, 105th and Metcalf. They've got everything. Mention the podcast when you go there. It's all the good stuff. Joslyn's Jewelry. Maybe it's time to pop the question, or maybe it's an anniversary coming up or a birthday, and it's just time to say I love you, sweetie. Joslyn's Jewelry at 95th and Antioch is a great place to go. No commissions there. They're just wonderful people. They'll clean your jewelry while you're there if you want to take her in with you. They'll clean everything she's got while you pick out something new. Their service is phenomenal. Joslyn's Jewelry, 95th and Antioch. And my friends Jim and Joan Cotty at Smoke and Fire, the barbecue and fireplace. They have been in business for 25 years now. And it's getting harder and harder for this business because of the big box places. Between the giant hardware stores, the furniture malls, and all this other crap, there's really only one place in Kansas City to go to get the best products, and that is Smoke and Fire. I would call them a boutique store at this point. They have the Beefeater grills, which nobody else has. They're phenomenal. They have brands that nobody else carries. It's the best stuff in the world. They have spices, rubs, sauces, utensils, cookware sets, unbelievable things to make your backyard Father's Day Sunday the best ever. They have Father's Day specials. They're all bundled up, ready to go. If you want to go in there and get something for Dad, they're bundled as a gift in packages and stuff. He'll love it. They combine it with like tongs, spices, rubs, sauces, all in a basket. Happy Father's Day, Dad. Smoke and Fire. Get there on Saturday. Get there. Big sale for Father's Day. Smoke and Fire has moved. They're at 119th and Metcalf now. Smoke and Fire, the barbecue and fireplace. Love those folks and love their products. Really good stuff. Our final is June 16th. June 16th is today, if you didn't know. Depends on when you listen to the podcast. You may be listening on June 19th. That happens. But today's June 16th, and it is the anniversary of the first roller coaster in America. So ask yourself, what year do you think the first roller coaster opened on June 16th? I'll give you the year in a moment. The first roller coaster in America, or I guess anywhere actually, was built in Coney Island. It went 6 miles an hour and it only cost a nickel to ride. It paid for itself in the first month. It was not a circle. It didn't drop you off where you got on. It ran its length. Then you had to get out, apparently, and get in another car and go back. That went the opposite way. Does that make any sense? One car takes you to the end, and then the other car takes you back where you were. You have to get out, off the coaster, get on another one, and go back. They hadn't figured out the whole loop thing yet, which seems like pretty simple physics, but in this year, apparently, they weren't there. It paid for itself in the first month, so it's a great investment, and Americans love roller coasters. We are the roller coaster headquarters of the world. The new Zambezi Zinger is open at Worlds of Fun. I'm going to go there this summer. I'm going to go ride the new Zinger at some point. I've not heard back from them on the thing that we want to do, but whatever. I'm still going to go ride the Zambezi Zinger. The first roller coaster opened at Coney Island on June 16th, 1884. Wow. You know, we don't think of, we bungled years, or at least I do. You know, we think of like the Civil War in the 1860s or something like that. And we mostly think of what? Like horses and, you know, there's no airplanes, there's none of this stuff. We don't think within a few years of that we have theme parks and roller coasters and colleges opening. Like KU, K-State, Missouri all opening, right? Like the universities were being built then. We don't think of it in those terms. We think of it as like pre-civilization. I think of early America like you would think of 10,000 years ago, but not the case. First roller coaster opened at Coney Island, June 16th, 1884. Pretty cool stuff. There you have it. Another episode of Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Please hit that like, follow, or subscribe button and find some people this weekend. When you do, just get right in their face and say, you know what? I listen to this dude every day. There's this guy. His name's Kevin, and boy, does he have issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.